Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned. It's been too long since my last confession. I can't believe I'm doing this. I've done so many, many things, bad things. I'm not sure if I can be saved at this point. I've always enjoyed the attention of men, and I've never struggled to get it as much as I wanted. It started out as wearing a new sweater, playing with my hair, a touch of perfume between my thighs. It was all really innocent at first. Then, I don't know, something happened. The smiles, the stares. I needed more, so I pushed myself. I remember the first time I got down on my knees for a man. It was a truly religious experience, if you don't mind the comparison, Father. I felt so humbled and yet so revered looking up at him, sacrificing my air for his pleasure, determined to get more of his shaft down my throat no matter how much I gagged or how much my tears stung my eyes and smeared my makeup. It wasn't until he blessed me with his warm streams of sticky seed that I was satisfied for the moment. Anyway, I was consumed with this burning desire to chase the high of those first sexual experiences, so I had to do more, go deeper. It was all I could think about. No matter how much I abused myself, every muscle and nerve between my thighs throbbed constantly, needing to be pushed further, fucked harder, and come as much as possible. And for a while, I spent a lot of time fucking and sucking boring, mediocre men, some married, some old, some students. It was fun for a little while, but it wasn't long before I got bored and dissatisfied. Still, I needed more. Then I found this club. It scared me at first. Everything was so strange, dark, and full of secrets. Once you discovered a secret, you'd be so frightened, you'd almost want to run, but something always kept you there. I was overwhelmed. There was so much energy, such electricity there. The smell of leather and sex filled the air, the moans and screams. Oh God, how they screamed. I loved their screams. I envied them. I needed them for myself. Then came the pain, the delicious, erotic pain of their implements striking across my skin, but somehow causing my sex to engorge and tighten until those coveted screams were mine. Masters of the club became my gods. The sting of their whips cleansed me, their cum baptized me. They adorned me with ropes and hung me like a chandelier. I was whatever they said I was. Little girl, kitten, baby, slut, whore, bimbo, fuck doll, cunt. I have to confess something else, Father. I love every moment of it. I felt no shame, and nor do I now. I've never come so hard in my life. I feel no shame. I'm very happy, actually. I grew up a nice girl who read her Bible. Going back to it, I think I should be afraid. Another thing. I'm wet even now, I have to admit it. I've been touching myself while telling you all of this. Maybe you have been too. Please guide me, Father. Tell me what I should do. What penance must I give? Oh. Holy, cleanse and bless me. You're sure, Father? No, you're right, Father. sorry, I won't question you again. I'll do as you command. I never thought in a million years that I'd be here, naked, lying atop the cathedral altar with my sweet priest standing over me like this. Yes, Father, I'll obey and kiss the cross you're holding. Oh, Father, the cross inside my pussy and your fingers rubbing my clit with anointing oil. May I please have your cock in my mouth? No. Of course, Father, I'll be your good Christian girl and stroke your thick, throbbing cock glistening with holy oil. Yes, I'm ready to repeat what you say. Woman, I am the rotted fruit of Eve's cursed womb. I am a gilded temple whore, an abomination created by God, as all abominations are. The only heaven for me is the pleasure of a man's cock. All men are my shepherd, and I will obey each of them dutifully, speaking only when spoken to, speaking only words meant to please my masters. My body is to be sacrificed to their desires. No matter how strange or cruel. No matter how much pain and suffering, taking their sin into myself, becoming the perfect vessel for all manner of perversions. An unwavering obedience is my mission. I will worship men as avatars of God, as they were made in his image. This is my one and only purpose. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Please, Father, please give me your sacrament. My mouth is ready to take your seat. I'm so desperate for it. Yes, that's it. That's it. Yeah. Thank you, Father. Blessed be.